Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 3rd, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of each month, and it's designed specifically to assist our More Success Team associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. First off tonight, I want to congratulate Bronze Executive Director Ms. Annika Marshall from Idaho. She was the number one top producer in the entire company last week, and she had 60 personal sales. So congratulations, Annika. Very, very proud of you. But joining us on the group call tonight is our very own Stephanie Boley. She resides in Richmond, Kentucky with her husband Sam and daughter Haley. She's reached Gold Executive Director, is a 53-month Performance Club member, a $50,000 ring earner, field trainer, and 2017 Special Forces member. Ms. Boley, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Randy. I am so honored to be on the call tonight, and I do reside in Richmond, Kentucky. I'm actually calling in from the Kyle, Texas location tonight. it is spring break and out here with my daughter and some friends, and that's just a testament to what Legal Shield and the lifestyle that we can have with this great company. I appreciate being on tonight, and I know that there are a lot of people on the call tonight, wonderful mentors and more family, but I'm sure we have some newer people on the line as well. So just kind of want to share briefly before I get into a little bit of the training about my background. And that is my father, Manly and Barbara Wilson, my upline, actually introduced us to this great company around April of 2008 when we were living out here in the Texas Austin area. It was shown to us in our living room through what we call, I guess, a PBR DVD. My husband and I both first said to ourselves, you know, where has this company been our whole life and why doesn't everyone know about it? We immediately bought the service and became associates. And the reason is my background is nursing and real estate. And I had certainly done a few home businesses and knew enough to know that if we were going to share this information with people and that we could get paid for it. So we did become associates. However, I like to say we didn't actually really open our business till around the 2010-2011. And the reason I want to share this with you is I just think it's important because although I have many more accolades I want to achieve with this great company, I know for me, even at this point in the game, and when I was new and hearing people that they're a ring earner or they're this or they're that, trying to visualize yourself at that point, and you think, wow, I could never be that person. But I think that's why I'm going to share a little bit of my backstory, because I think it's important to see where we've been. And that is that we had moved out here to the Austin, Texas area for my husband's job at that time with our then 6-year-old daughter, Haley. And life was pretty good. You know, it was my chance. I was going back to nursing school to finish, which had been my lifelong calling and dream. My husband had a great job. Life was really good for us. And we had Legal Shield. And I'm telling this for the new people that think that they're just going to piddle around with this. You know, we got Fast Start qualified. And we certainly came across people that we recruited and shared the information with, but we were not on purpose because life was comfortable. And so when life is comfortable, sometimes we forget that things can change and maybe we need to really work on that backup plan. And so fast forward a little bit to 2010 when my husband came in one day and said he had lost his job. The economy was collapsing. He was in the construction industry. And life changed overnight for us. Not only were we financially devastated, we were emotionally devastated. We had worked hard our life. We had gotten the degree. We had gotten the jobs. We had worked hard and paid our bills like we are all told to do. But the reality came very quickly that, you know, we could no longer live in that world. And so fast forward, we moved back to Kentucky because my husband was offered a job. And at that point, I knew that I was being called to do Legal Shield full time. And I was going to tell you that when a lot of people come in, they get really excited about jumping into the company, jumping in full time, they want to quit their jobs. I would certainly tell you if you have the financial backing and skill set to do that. But let me just share that when I took that leap of faith, and it was a leap of faith because my income was not replacing my full-time income yet, but I knew that I was building. I had been recruiting, which is what the Moore family has always taught us, is always recruit. So my business was not built in the business solution space at first. It was actually built with recruiting and just personal sales. I've taken group school numerous times, but with a full-time job, I knew enough to know that I could not really work in that space and be really good and professional at it. And I'll tell you when things changed for me is when I started recruiting people that had those business solutions contacts, the HR directors, and they were ready to go into those groups. And I remember sitting at work one day and getting a call from one of my recruits on my team saying, I've gotten into this really big company. I know the owner, and they want to meet at 3 o'clock today. And I mean, literally, it was like that morning. And I could not leave my job. I could not leave my job to go do that. And that's when I made a personal decision to leave my job and get as much business solutions training that I possibly could to become a master of my craft, as you would say, to learn what I could with business solutions so that I could go talk to those decision makers with other people or small business owners. So the reason I wanted to share that with you is that kind of brings us to around the 2010, 2011, when I diligently spent about the first 6 months of my business full-time. I was then able to go full-time and work from home, getting into those networking groups, building the relationships that you need to build if you're going to work the business solution space. It is different than I believe it's different. It's a different space than just networking. You are networking, but at a different level. You've got to get in and you've got to build the rapport with people before you can sell them anything or share things with them. They've got to like, know, and trust you. And with that, I started doing the chamber events, and I started doing, guys, this is not necessarily what I would tell you all to do. But I felt like because I wasn't a broker, I wasn't an insurance agent, I had been a realtor, I'd been in sales and a professional and in nursing, but I had to earn my way, I felt like. So it meant that a lot of times I was at vendor shows, which now I'm going to tell you I steer clear of. But I felt like I had to pound the pavement, so to speak, and get my face out there in my community. And so even though I was born and raised in Richmond, Kentucky, I needed people to start taking me, serious as a legal shield associate in the community, not a realtor and not, you know, with this nursing background, or not the person I just went to high school with. So I felt like the first 6 months to year of my business, that's what it looked like. And then I want to fast forward a little bit to where we are today. So what happens is, when we talk about going out and becoming a master of your craft, it does not mean you just go to, you know, group school one time. It doesn't mean you go to convention one time. It means that you are constantly seeking the information and learning from new people to get better. You find mentors in this business like the Jimmy Parishes and the Sherry Brandes and the Joan Buckners and the Moore family and everyone else that you can come in contact with, in Stephanie Moore, and you want to learn, you know, you want to learn from the people that have been there before you. And so I want to encourage everyone to not be shy about that, because Legal Shield family, we are all here to help each other. And you can reach out to people, especially with this Moore team, and they will be willing to help you. They will be willing to pour into you. I know Jeff Hughes, I could go on and on about all the people that have poured into me. So I want to encourage you, first and foremost, if you are in business solutions and you're newer, that you've got to continue to learn and grow and educate, but you've also got to do. So you've got to educate and go do the activity and educate yourself and go do the activity. And what you will find, what I have found, is what that did is it got my first group opened, right? My first group. And then as I built into some consistency, right, the performance club, and you start doing what corporate asks us to do, then I got a conservation group. And I'll never forget getting a conservation group, which was a auto dealership in my hometown of Richmond. that I had always kind of had my, I don't know if you call your chicken list, but that was this great dealership. I kind of knew the owner. I knew some of the people that worked there, and I really thought, man, that would be like a great account to get. And sometimes that's just because we pray about that and visualize that. I actually received that as a conservation account from corporate. And look, you all, it took me a good week or more to walk in there. I'm being very, you know, open with you that I was terrified. I'd done a lot of things in real estate and other areas of my life, but that didn't mean I was where I needed to be with Legal Shield as a Legal Shield associate. But I overcame that fear through personal development. I walked in, I met the owner, I introduced myself, and you know, it was one of those accounts that they opened me with welcome arms. I was in enrolling in a short time, and that was my first, I think I had a $5,000 day. I mean, this girl from, I'd done that in real estate, but that's a whole other world. When you do that with Legal Shield by helping families get protected, it is the greatest blessing. Not the finances are great, but to be able to protect like over 30 families during that enrollment. Now, you're going to get other accounts that may not be that lucrative, but that gave me the confidence that I needed to move on to the next one. So the reason I said that is I'm not telling you all the accounts I walked into and I was told no. But I want to encourage especially the newer people to just continue to pave the pavement. Some days are going to be better than others, but you just want to continue to get out there, make the phone calls. And I want to put this in there, too, and then I'm going to get into a couple things about recruiting in this space, is that we all have gifts or we all have things we prefer to do. And this is whether you've been in the business a while or not. This is something very diligently that I have built into that I'm one of my goals for 2017 was to work even outside of my team a lot. And what that means is I love decision-maker meetings. There was a time when I was terrified of this business solution space, but I love it now. It is my major, as you would say, and networking has become more my minor at this point. However, what I have found is that I love decision-maker meetings, and I'm fairly decent at them, and I love presenting to people. There's nothing better than presenting and getting families protected. But I also hate sometimes getting on the phone, making those follow-up calls, setting the appointments. And so what I'm working on is finding people that love to do those things and have us team up on a lot of accounts so that they can set the appointments. I've got a new guy on my team, David Gannon. He is a go-getter and loves to do things like that. And we're a good partnership because he can get an appointment set and then I can go in and help close it out. So I do want to encourage you to find workout partners that you're willing to share business with, because if you have got someone helping you or someone on your team or even outside of your team that you all can partner up, you can go through a lot more calls. You can set a lot more decision-maker meetings and a lot more enrollments if you're working with a group of people. And let me tell you, the 50% of something, as we say, is better than 0% of nothing. So I want to encourage that, because also that will help you as you are striving and growing to reach those executive director levels. It's not just you. You're going to get there a lot quicker, which is a mistake I made. I was trying to do a lot of it on my own, and that I really felt held me back about 2 years. So it also gets exhausting over time. So, which brings me back to kind of my other point, and that is recruiting for a holistic and diverse organization. So Jeremy Moore has always taught us recruit, 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 don't get them out of order. And I feel like I did that. But when I got into the business solution space, I kind of got so caught up in business solutions that I really just forgot to recruit. I recruited, but only if someone happened to just come across my path. And what happened was when I started really wanting that executive director level month after month, and you're pushing, and I know this is small numbers compared to the Jason Lavenders and the Jimmy Parrish and all those. I am in awe of all the people that do hundreds and hundreds of sales a month. That is my goal. But doing it personally, reaching for that 4750 by yourself, I found to be difficult, and I found it to to at times be a little overwhelming. And so that brought me back to, you know, when Jeremy's always told us you've got to recruit because you cannot always depend on yourself. What if you have a life, what if life happens? And guess what? It's going to happen along the way. And you're going to wake up and it's just going to be you. Or the team that you started building kind of fell to the wayside. And so one of my other goals, which has worked, is gotten back to recruiting in the last year. And we are literally rebuilding an organization, and it has been incredible. And here's what I want to say. It's recruiting for a diverse and holistic organization is that if you're out in the marketplace, even if you're an insurance person or whatever your background is, I want you to be thinking about the language that you're going to need to recruit a diverse organization. Brokers and insurance people, I know, like my friend Sherry Branda comes from that background. So it is her language. It is her, you know, breath to get up and go do groups. It's also, I'm sure, second nature to her to go and talk the language of brokers and insurance and recruit those individuals, those professionals into her organization. I did not come from that background. I've had to learn that background and become a master of my craft in that area to speak to large agencies, which are on my team now, as well as the individual insurance broker in my small town. But I've also had to learn the language of what it takes to recruit a business professional, a real estate professional, a car salesman. I know that many of you know this, but I don't think that we stress enough the different types of approaches that we really have to have based on who we're recruiting, because it is a totally different language going into a large insurance agency versus even the individual agent, as well as an insurance, a real estate broker, or maybe even another multi-level marketing. Someone in, I'm just throwing out names, but it could be a Mary Kay rep, or it could be someone that you see who has a drive to do something and who's really good at recruiting. And I just want to encourage all of you, and that's part of your networking in your local chambers or your B&I groups, or talking to someone that's really good in a certain market and has a solid team built of a certain individual. You want to match them up maybe on a three-way call with someone. If you're trying to recruit a real estate person, you might plug them into Brian Brothers or find someone through the Profiles of Success to have them speak their language. Because as much as I love people, and with my nursing and my psychology background, I still feel that I'm still learning every day. When I want to go in and recruit someone, that I've got to be, as a leader, I've got to become better at speaking their language and understanding what it is that's going to really motivate them to come into this great company and be successful with the skill set that they're used to using. It's kind of sometimes hard if we want to try to take someone and plug them into a business solution space if that's not their thing, and vice versa. And so the reason I'm saying this is when you become better at paying attention to that, you will start creating a more diverse organization. It's not all business solutions. Right now, I'm very happy with the way our organization is growing because we have millennials on our team that are, you know, around the 20 and in the 20 mark. We've also got, those folks that are closer to retirement. I've got insurance agencies. I've got stay-at-home moms. And I've got part-time people. I've got a really good, diverse group, and I'm so excited because no day looks the same, right? You're talking to a bunch of young millennials on our team. They fire me up. They're so energetic and so excited. And then I love working with the business professionals like myself that love to go out and do the group. But I think it's helped because now they are learning to recruit diverse organization. So what you're seeing in our organization now, because I feel like what I've learned over the years in the last year, what I focused on is I'm seeing business professionals not only just go recruit other business professional or insurance agents, but now they're recruiting their nieces, nephews, maybe the millennial age, and they're reaching out into different people outside of their sphere of influence. And so I think that's just really important. I want to encourage everyone to just not focus on a particular group, but learn to recruit with diversification. And so I'm looking at our time. I want to make sure I'm on time here because I don't want to go over. I want to be respectful of everyone tonight. But I just really, I know that's a lot of information. I've kind of been all over the page, but I really kind of wanted to just give you all my backstory, encourage not only the new and the ones of us that have been around a little bit longer, to really, this recruiting thing, if you're in business solutions, I think you hear it's like, well, our focus is here. We're growing over here. And it's really hard to change the hat back and forth, back and forth. It's at least something I've had to struggle with. So the reason I wanted to share this is when you can start teaching in your organizations about recruiting, because that is the main thing, selling the membership and recruiting. And if you do it with the language of the person you're speaking with, and I want to share one example of that is I have a large agency, Energy Insurance, and they've been Platinum 6. So typically you're not going to approach a large broker like that, and you're not going to approach them about recruiting other people. But what you can do, and what I was able to do with them, is have the language and posture up front from the very first meeting with them about expectations of what we in Legal Shield and what, honestly, I expected if I was going to work with them. Even though I was kind of scared to death, I went in with that posture, and they were coachable, and so we were able to go out and field train, and they were able to get their first groups open. But I also was able to work with their writing agent and teach them the whole structure, even the networking side about recruiting. And what has happened, just they've been in a little over a year. They haven't, of course, they've recruited outside of that. They actually have a networker, and they've also now recruited another agency. And now they're working on recruiting some additional agencies. So that is a rare space, and you have to be cautious when you're working with a large broker. But if they are open to that, I want you to not be afraid to maybe have that conversation, at least not maybe in an executive boardroom, but at least with maybe a couple of the top people. Because once they start understanding our structure and that they can also earn income from other contacts, Colonial reps or whatever they have, Aflac reps, a lot of them are willing to start adding that on in that networking recruiting type space. So I want to encourage you all to do that. And I want to give you a couple things that I'm just going to end with. And this is more from a personal perspective. Everything that I've kind of mentioned on the call tonight for me was getting out of my comfort zone every step of the way. And we've got 30 minutes, so I don't have time to go into all of the, situations I've been in, but I can tell you that all of them came from me getting out of my comfort zone and being able to go to the next level, being able, be willing to continue to learn and grow. And so I'm going to leave you with two thoughts tonight, and one of them is a poem, and Donnie Smith is the first person I think I heard this from, and it kind of changed my perspective one night on a phone call just like this, and it's called The Comfort Zone. So I want to encourage you, if you're successful and you're the Millionaire Club member or you're brand new and you're striving to get your Performance Club point, get out of your comfort zone and push yourself just a little bit further. I know that's what I'm doing myself, and I can't wait to see what the future holds as I continue to do that. But it's called The Comfort Zone, and it says, I used to have a comfort zone where I knew I couldn't fail. The same four walls of busy work were really more like a jail. I longed so much to do the things I'd never done before, but I stayed inside my comfort zone and paced the same old floor. I said it didn't matter that I wasn't doing much. I said I didn't care for things like diamonds or furs and such. I claimed to be so busy with the things inside my zone, but deep inside I longed for something special of my own. I couldn't let my life go by watching others win. I held my breath and stepped outside to let the change begin. I took a step, and with new strength I'd never felt before, I kissed my comfort zone goodbye and closed and locked the door. If you are in a comfort zone, afraid to venture out, remember that all winners were at one time filled with doubt. A step or two and words of praise can make your dreams come true. Greet your future with a smile. Success is there for you. And I'm going to leave with one closing thought. This is my personal verse that has gotten me through so much in life, and I hope it can help someone tonight. It's Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. May God bless each and every one of you, and I wish you all great success.
Well, Stephanie, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Well, great job. I'm telling you, I've seen you grow and grow over the years. You're doing an incredible job, one of the top associates on our team now. If you've got just a couple more minutes, I think we have time for a couple of questions. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
All right, let's start in the state of Alabama with a Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish, the number one top four success team. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
I am, Randy. I'm trying to pull over on the side of the road. I'm headed to a couple hours away tonight, and excited to have 5 decision-maker appointments where I'm headed, but couldn't leave town until I saw my granddaughter's school program. But Stephanie, what a fantastic job, and as Randy said, it's been great to see in our family. It's always good to see when you're old like me and Randy, but it's nice to see some of those young people come along, and I count you young, but I knew we were joined at the hip because we've talked a lot about your successes and some of the things you've tried to do, and I picked your brain about some things as you've done me, but I didn't know we were joined also with the Proverbs phrase. Those are the 2 verses that my mom wrote in my Bible when I headed off to the University of Alabama 40-plus years ago, and it's what I signed every Profiles of Success book with. So a great way to close your time, and I appreciate all that you've done tonight in sharing your philosophy about what you do in the solution space, not only as it relates to your own personal sales and building a solutions agency, but also how you've been able to be so successful in recruiting and helping those agencies and other individual agents recruit themselves. Share with me, if you will, and for the benefit of a lot of the young people or newer people on our team and in our Morton team family, a little bit about maybe time, percentages of time that you try to devote, or if you're getting out and training your new people, how you try to get them to divide their time, how much percent toward their own personal book of business or recruiting to build their agency, if you won't mind, and then I'll mute myself out and get back on the road.
Oh, absolutely, Jimmy, and thank you because you've been an incredible mentor to me. I just appreciate you so much. Yeah, and that is always a challenge, you know, for those of us, I think, that work in this space and we recruit specifically. I want to maybe focus a little bit more on the insurance reps because I think realtors and other business sales professionals are so sales-driven in a sense that they kind of dive in a little bit easier. But it is definitely a challenge, and I will say this. I don't know that there's a magic solution, and I don't know that you could say that insurance folks are any different or brokers are going to be any different than maybe the individual you recruit. It really, at the end of the day, they've got to be motivated. They've got to have a reason. I will tell you that the ones that are successful – it is having an upfront posture, and it's sometimes difficult to do with them because they have so many other products to push and they're focused on, and they pay them well also. If you can just slow them down a little bit and let's show them the true structure and how much they can make with Legal Shield and ask them upfront, look, I need you to be coachable, and we need a plan in the next, you know, 2 weeks. I give them the same time frame, next week to 2 weeks. We need to sit down with your book of business, and we need to be gauging which clients we're going to go speak to about this product. And here's what I'll say. It's just like the individual associate you recruit. The faster you can get them into production, the more likely they are to stay in production and, I think, grow with you. I've just found that the ones that are successful on my team are the ones that we were able to get out really in the first 2 weeks and get them into production, even if it was a small group or, you know, even if it's a using of friends and family, and we can get them paid to show them how this product can be sold, what a great product is. And I will also say this. brokers and insurance people are not used to buying the products that they sell always. I strongly
Did we lose Miss Stephanie? Jimmy, can you hear me?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, Randy, I can hear you. I can hear you fine. I think we did lose her.
Okay, Stephanie, now you're back.
Go right ahead. Okay, I'm sorry. It asked me if I wanted to record it. I'm not sure what you all heard or didn't hear. I don't know where I lost you. But basically what I was going to say, if you just can have that posture and in within the, let them know there's a timeline in the first couple weeks that you need to be out in the field training them, the quicker that you can do that and get them into production is where I'm seeing the most success with the broker insurance, particularly that volume of business. It's the same as a networker. It's like the sooner you can get in there and get them into production, because if not, they sit there and we're just another product they shove off to the side. You know, we're getting above pet insurance for sure, right? We're seeing a big growth in the broker space, but a lot of them, if we don't get them into production and get some money in that bank account, it's just, you know, I don't think that they're going to produce until that happens. So.
All right, Stephanie, thank you very much. I appreciate that. This is one of the calls that I think we definitely record all the calls each and every week. This is one that I think everyone will want to go back and listen to again. But thank you so much. Appreciate you and Sam. Appreciate your leadership on the team and appreciate your training for tonight's call.
Thank you all so much.
All right. I want to encourage everyone that our next call will be in 30 minutes at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our More Success team call is actually every Monday night. And tonight, you're going to be hearing from Mr. Mike Melia. He's a $500,000 ring earner, sits on the Platinum Council with Legal Shield. He's a great trainer, and he has a great lot of information that he'd like to share with our team tonight. So make sure and get everyone you can on that call. And we'll leave it with this: God, family, Legal Shield. We'll talk to you in about 30 minutes. Good night, everyone.